I'm Oliver Conway with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. Coming up, Turkey has shot down a Syrian warplane near their border, accusing it of violating Turkish airspace. We'll hear from our correspondent in Istanbul. French satellite images of the southern Indian Ocean are being analysed after searches for the missing Malaysia Airlines flight. We'll bring you that report from the airbase. Also in the podcast, the commander of African Union forces in southern Somalia tells the BBC the battle against Al-Shabaab is being won. And later, fashions fade, style is eternal. Not my words, but those of Yves Saint Laurent, the subject of a new biopic.
He really gave power and freedom to women by creating masterpieces, giving them the power with new dresses, with trousers. He's a genius.
Yves Saint Laurent became the chief designer at the fashion house Christian Dior in Paris at the age of just 21. Until his death half a century later, he remained a dominant figure in fashion, though with an increasingly difficult private life. This year sees two feature films released about Yves Saint Laurent's life and career. Our arts correspondent Vincent Dowd has been to see the first.
Vous ne vous sentez pas trop jeune pour diriger la plus grande maison de votre couture française.
Peut-on savoir ce que vous comptez faire pour votre premier défilé?
Comment vous sentez-vous maintenant?
Don't you think you're too young? In 1957, it was an obvious question, with Christian Dior dead and Yves Saint Laurent suddenly running a famous fashion house.
Vous attendez tellement.
I'm Jalil Lespert, director of Yves Saint Laurent. He had a kind of revolutionary vision of fashion and women. He had a kind of purity.
At first, Saint Laurent maintained many Dior traditions in France and elsewhere.
Then in Paris. To this lovely setting came Yves Saint Laurent, and the Duchess talked to him about fashion.
How long do you think a fashion should last to be really successful?
The fashion must die every year. Only the styles remain.
But Yves could see the rebel spirit of the 1960s would change women's fashion.
He really gave power and freedom to women by creating masterpieces, giving them the power with new dresses, with trousers. He's a genius.